101.3 FM Minneapolis and around the world at KFAI.org. Stay tuned for the Filipino American National News. Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we are going to be joined by a special guest, a friend of the show through the years, none other than Boo Dava, who is the chairperson of the Phil Minnesotan Basketball Invitational, which will be taking place from June the 15th. Through the 16th, we will go into more details when we have Boo on the line. For our listeners that missed our show last week, the show had the opportunity to have the current public relations officer of the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans, Chris Wilmot, to talk about Philippine Day, which is also taking place this coming weekend. It is taking place on Sunday, July the 17th at the Ojibwe Park in Woodbury, Minnesota from 12 to 4 p.m. For more information, you can go to philippineday.csfamn.org. And if you caught our show last month, we had comedian J.R. De Guzman, who was originally supposed to perform on June the 14th at the Assembly at the Women's Club, but it got rescheduled due to him having some flu-like symptoms, and he was a little worried that maybe it was potentially COVID, so he rescheduled it to just Friday, July the 15th, back at the Assembly at the Women's Club at 7 p.m. For more information in regards to that, you can go to jrdeguzman.com. But for right now, before we have Mr. Boo Dava on the airwaves, we're going to play a song by an artist by the name of Her. And the name of this track is Fight For You. Once again, that was her with Fight For You. If I did everything correctly on the phone lines, I'm hopefully joined by our special guest for the evening. Boo, are you there? Hello, Boo. Boo, are you there on the line? Well, let's see. We're having still some technical difficulty in regards to Boo. So we will try this one more time. Boo, are you there on the line? Okay. Well, right now we're going to play a second song until we figure out this technical difficulty. It is from a group by the name of Asin, and we will play the track Ang Bahay Ko.
It's only paint.
For right now, once again, we will play that song from Asin. And the name of that song, once again, is Ang Bahay Ko by Asin.
Subalit iniwan ko ang
And hopefully we've figured out some of the technical difficulty. Boo, are you there?
Boo? I'm here, but you're muffled to me.
Okay, I do apologize.
Very low sound. It's very muffled.
I do apologize about that. Hopefully it won't be as muffled. I'll try to work on that. But thank you for joining us this evening. I do apologize for the technical difficulty that we've had this evening. Were you able to hear any of that, Boo?
I'm sorry, I'm not understanding what you're saying.
Okay, Boo, can you hear me now?
No, really, really muffled.
How about now?
Same thing, nothing's changing. Okay. I mean, I can hear you. I can make out some words, but I'm assuming that I'm responding to your questions.
Okay, Boo. We'll try this one more time, and if we don't, we'll try to do this post the tournament. But let me take you off the line for right now, and I'll call you back in 1 second. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Kapos sa kapalaran.
Hello, Boo. Is it? I'm assuming it's still muffled to some level. Oh, darn it.
Sakaling minsan pa sa'yo dumaan ang kalungkutan, ang tangan mong pag-asa, ang iyong lakas patungo sa tunay na ligaya.
Hello, Boo. Are you able to hear us now? Hello, Boo. Hello, Boo. I greatly apologize for the technical difficulty that we've had here on the Filipino American National News. Trying to connect with Boo Dava. We have a bit of a new system here at the station, and hello, Boo.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about the much delayed. Can you hear us now?
That's all right. I can hear you.
Okay. We'll definitely try to do a much more thorough post analysis of the basketball tournament, but let's see what we can get in 10 minutes. The basketball tournament is taking place this Friday. July the 15th through the 16th, but there's something different this year. It's Friday and Saturday, and it's at a new venue this year.
It is. We're hosting the 16th Film Minnesotan Association Basketball Invitational at a new venue called Legacy Hoops Academy in Woodbury, a transformed tennis arena. That features four brand new wood floors, far more intimate than the Miak. I think both the fans and the participants are going to enjoy the new venue, the new place.
And why the new day as regards to the tournament has historically fallen on Saturday and Sunday? Why Friday, Saturday?
The whole idea behind the 15th and 16th is we had originally cast it for Saturday the 16th through the 17th, but we recognized that another large Filipino event, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans, another Filipino community organization, is hosting their Philippine Day activity at a park in Woodbury, Ojibwe Park in Woodbury, and it is by far one of the largest Filipino gathering in the Twin Cities annually. They happen to do it outdoors this year. It's going to be in Woodbury. We did not want to compete with that event. As a matter of fact, we wanted to help encourage our participants to still be a part of that. Filipinos will be descending upon Woodbury on that weekend, and so we shifted the event to a Friday night through Saturday tournament, and kind of put a little bit of a marketing spin on this. This is Sweet 16, the 16th FMA tournament,
And we're going to be conducting it on the 15th, on the 16th hour of that day, to culminate on the 16th at the 16th hour, crowning the champion on the 16th hour on the 16th. We were hoping for 16 teams to participate in the tournament. Once again, this year, we fell slightly short of that. Part of it may have been the change in the dates. But we'll definitely try to get feedback from the rest of the community regarding the change and see whether or not we'll return back to the end of June for the 17th tournament.
Are there any changes in regards to any formats or divisions in this year's tournament?
There will be. As decided by captains in 2021, there is a brand new division, the 6 foot and under division. At least the intent was to try to create a new division that was, well, really marked by, subjectively, I guess, by a tape measure, as opposed to discriminating skill sets by A level and B level. The division will actually feature the one and only out-of-state team, the North Dakota team, coming down. And we only have two teams, so the format will actually be the 2 6-foot and under teams will play round robin in the open division. However, on Saturday, they will compete against each other for the first ever inaugural trophy for the 6 foot and under division. There are four teams that will be participating in the 40 and over, or the Masters division, and six teams in the Open. So it should be a fun, exciting, competitive atmosphere on Saturday as we progress towards the elimination of teams and crowning new champions in three different divisions.
And before we let you go, Boo, I know in the past that you've tried to add new wrinkles, or you've had special guests, you've had performers from, I think, the University of the Philippines perform. Is there anything special that we can look forward to that's going on during this weekend?
We have a number of special guests. The first will be our honorary chair, who is Dennis Austin. He is a sales representative for the Minnesota Timberwolves. He is the individual who's instrumental in helping bring Filipino Heritage Night to Target Center for the year 2022-2023 season. The effort is to try to recognize, the love of Filipinos for the game of basketball, especially professional basketball. And we hope to be able to highlight the Filipino community at one of the games, hopefully one of the games that also features Filipino Americans who are participating in the NBA. The second guest is actually an individual who has started his basketball career actually playing as a youth in one of our tournaments some years back. I believe it was the 12th FMABI when he was still a youth. And he will simply be recognized on Friday evening at the opening ceremonies as a way for us to bid farewell. He is on a very tight time crunch on that day because he needs to head out to the airport and prepare for his debut in the Philippines, as he will be taking on a position as center for the University of Santo Tomas. So we're very excited for him and his family. I'd like to give the community an opportunity to just bid farewell to him and wish him good luck.
Boo, you have been the chairperson for this event for a good majority of most of these tournaments. What brings you back each year? And, this takes up your time, just, not outside of regular hours. What brings you back each year to do this event?
I'm just coming home from Chicago, where Chicago is hosting the WNBA All-Stars and also Nike, the Tournament of Champions, where 1,800 teams of girls teams throughout the country are participating in the Tournament of Champions. And there was a, I guess, a revival of sorts in terms of the vision for seeing a large group of people kind of coming together on a shared passion and love for the game. It's always been our hope that the Filipino community who loves the game of basketball would find a place for themselves here in Minnesota through the shared love of the game. And, you know, coming back to do the 16th in light of all the challenges, whether or not it's COVID or just a change in schedule, and, you know, to try to bring an event that appeals to the heart of many Filipinos. And to be a part of that kind of gives you that, that is its own reward to see it happen. But secondly, you know, for people like Gani Stevens, who's head known for the Philippines, to know that we played a part into to what happens for him in the immediate future and probably, you know, well beyond his college career. To be able to see those things happen, to just know that we bring a little bit of joy to the community, you know, the effort is well worth it.
And to our listeners, just a reminder that the tournament's taking place at the Legacy Hoops Academy in Woodbury at 2122 Wooddale Drive, Suite 150. For those of you that are familiar with the Woodbury area, the Legacy Hoops Academy was formerly the Wooddale Entertainment Center and tennis courts, but there's no tennis courts. There's some brand new courts there in Woodbury. Boo, I do apologize for the technical difficulty we had this evening. I know that a person near and dear to the tournament, Lonnie Anderson, who's one of the refs, wanted to get on the air, but I think I'll reach out to Lonnie at the basketball tournament. I hope everybody remains healthy going into the tournament and coming out of the tournament, and let's have a great tournament this year. Boo, thank you for coming on the show. If people do have any last-minute questions or want to get a hold of you, how can they get a hold of you?
They can give me a call. My phone number is 763-5-